Next patient is Robert Vance. The last name is V A N C E. V like in Victor, A N C E. 92-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4. That is most likely to have a component of obstructive nephropathy. The patient is having a increased urinary frequency, especially during the day. At night is not so bad. The post-void ultrasound have significant residual. We have tried to secure an appointment with the urologist, but so far we have not been lucky. We are going to refer the patient to the Dr. Graham Green. Graham is G-R-A-H-A-M, and the last name Green, G-R-E-E-N-N-E. In Lakeland for the most needed urological evaluation. The patient has laboratory workup done in October 17 of 2023. The creatinine is 2.1, the BUN is 28, and the estimated GFR is 28 mLs per minute. Fasting glucose 104. The patient has an albumin of 4.1. And the uric acid is 6.1, and the liver function tests are with the normal limits. Sodium is 142, potassium 4, chloride 106, and CO2 is 24. Number two, anemia that is most likely associated to CKD4. The patient is taking iron supplementation. The latest hemoglobin (11.4) has been climbing up steadily. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has a history of hypokalemia that is no longer present. There is no alteration in the physical exam. The patient gave me a history of a passing out episode when he was in sitting position. He went to the Winter Haven Hospital and stayed there for 3 days, and there was not a definite answer for this syncopal episode. The patient is under the care of cardiology. We are going to refer the case to urology and see him in 2 months. I have to point out that the protein creatinine ratio in the spot urine is consistent with 2.5 grams of protein, but when we look at the dipstick is 3+, and that is not a direct correlation with these findings. For that reason, we are going to order a 24-hour urine collection for creatinine clearance and protein. Paragraph, we invested 8 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.